There's one very beautiful pastime of Lord Chaitanya. Once Lord Chaitanya and his friends were frolicking in Navdeep, and all his friends, you know, it was summertime, and they all wanted mangoes to eat. Just like Krishna, you know, he used to get mangoes for his friend by playing the flute. So there was no mango tree there. So Lord Chaitanya, you know, he had one mango. Ek mango tha unke paas mein. So with that one mango, he planted, you know, jo gutli na gutli, wo, in the ground. And from that gutli, within few minutes, a whole tree came up, bearing lots of mangoes. Wearing lots of mangoes, right? And the best part of that mango, you know what was the best part of those mangoes? Does anyone know what was the best part of those mangoes? Yeah. There was no gutli. There was no gutli. The mango was zero gutli. A mango without gutli. And it was such a juicy mango. People were going crazy. And it was a kalpa vriksha. So Lord Chaitanya planted a kalpa vriksha. Actually, that tree is still there in Navdeep. It still has a gutli-less mango. You know? Kalpa vriksha. So it gives unlimited mangoes, because Lord Chaitanya had thousands and millions of sakhas. So, you know, within one few minutes, that whole tree came out, and it fulfilled everyone's desire to have mango, and they enjoyed the mango. And then after that, what happened? After that, they were feeling thirsty. Okay. So itne log hain, and wahan pe ek coconut ka ped tha. तो एक कोकोनट के पेड़ में 50 कोकोनट होते हैं, राइट? एंड यहाँ पे तो लाखों लोग हैं महाप्रभु के साथ में. सो ऐसा कोकोनट था महाप्रभु ने निकाला कि जिसका पानी खत्म ही नहीं होता. सबके सब डिवोटीज ने, महाप्रभु इज ऑब्वियसली यू नो लीला, मिस्टिक लीला, लाइक कृष्णा डिड, महाप्रभु ऑल्सो डूइंग. You know, it was going on and on and on and on and on. Pure jitne bhi lakho friends the, pura Navdeep, sab ne narel pani piya, lekin narel pani khatam nahi hua. And, you know, we also experienced that, the same thing. You know, there's this place where you go, where this coconut is there, and you go on drinking, 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 wo pani khatam nahi hota. Aisa lagta hai ki aapne pura lunch kar liya, dinner kar liya, breakfast kar liya, next din ka lunch kar liya, next din ka dinner kar liya, lekin pani khatam nahi ho raha, itna pet full ho jata hai. Still there. So like that, you know, Lord Chaitanya was having many, 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 many pastimes. Once he was playing with the snake, so the snake was Anandashesh, who had come to take his darshan. So he played, everyone was scared in his house, but he was very nicely playing with the snake, huh? like Anand Sesh is playing. So then he slept on the snake. You know, this cobra came, this Anand Sesh, and just like Mahavishnu sleeps on the snake, Lord Chaitanya slept on this cobra very nicely. You know, so Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra were astonished. What kind of, you know, who is this person, you know? So like that, you know, many, many pastimes like Krishna was having, Lord Chaitanya was having. And then he was also, he was very scholarly. So he was defeating all kinds of Mayavadis, Buddhist and all, you know, like he grew up, he married Lakshmi Priya, then she left, then she married, then he married Vishnu Priya, you know. She left means she left the world. And so he married both, you know, Lakshmi Priya and Vishnu Priya. Bhu and Sri, you know, these are two, Bhu and Sri, the Shaktis of Krishna. You know, they came as Lakshmi Priya and Vishnu Priya, and he married them both. And like that, you know, he destroyed many philosophers, Shankaracharyas, Buddhists, you know, that time with his eloquent philosophy and everything. Then he took sannyas. In sannyas, he started preaching. And that, you know, we have all have seen, right, yesterday after Sannyas, his, you know, activities of in Vrindavan. Then he went to, in Jagannath Puri. But before that, he went to Vrindavan, you know, from his, on his way to Jharkhand, he went to Vrindavan. So at the Jharkhand, while he was chanting Rinam, he used to travel alone, you know, with one or two people used to follow him, his servant, you know, like that. Otherwise, he never needed anyone. And there, he made all the tigers and the lions and all, they all chant in Sankirtan. So we have seen that picture, right? Mahaprabhu is dancing with all the animals. So he did a beautiful pastime, because Mav Amsha Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana. You know, everyone is Mahaprabhu, Krishna living in part and parcel. So he made everyone dance there in ecstasy, deep ecstasy. And then he went to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, obviously, you know, 5,000 years back when Krishna left, all Vrindavan had become uncovered again. You know, completely covered again, it has disappeared. Vrindavan has disappeared. The only thing left now was jungle, bushes, trees, nothing was, you know, everything was covered. So Mahaprabhu had to rediscover Vrindavan. So whatever Vrindavan you are seeing right now is also discovered by Lord Chaitanya only. Lord Chaitanya discovered the whole Vrindavan. He went to Radha Kund and Sham Kund. He discovered Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Govardhan, Kusum Sarovar, and Mansi Ganga, and everything. He identified all those in Vrindavan also. All the, you know, Raman Reti and, you know, Imli Tala and, you know, all these different places he identified. So he was feeling one day very much separation from Krishna. So he you know, because he was at Imli Tala. At Imli Tala, he in his samadhi, he saw a very beautiful pastime. You know, he did Leela Pravesh, he saw his pastime. That pastime where Krishna, 5,000 years back, you know, was feeling separation from Radha Rani. And he had come to this Imli Tala. And in the separation, his body, Krishna's body had turned golden. And that time, all the gopis and all, you know, they were seeing, why, from where this golden form is coming? Golden effulgent is coming. And all the gopis headed by Srimati Radharani, they went there to Imli Tala. And when they saw Krishna turn into a golden form, sannyasi, you know, so they asked, who is this? You know, we have not seen, you know, Krishna is not a sannyasi, neither Krishna golden, but this person appears as a sannyasi and golden, and he is not with Basuri, but he is with his Kumandal and his Danda. Who is you? Then Krishna should hold. In Kali Yuga, I am going to take this Gauranga form, you know. So when Radharani saw this Gauranga form, you know, she also, Krishna told that, I know, I will, you know, take your mood and I will go in your mood. So Radharani started feeling a lot of separation from Krishna, you know, because Krishna will take her form and go. So she is feeling separation. In that separation, Srimati Radharani turned blackish and she showed Jagannath form. She showed Jagannath form. So she showed that in Kali Yuga, you know, Jagannath will be there and you will be there with my mood, and you will have pastime in Nilachal. So this was revealed at Imli Tala. So Lord Chaitanya, 500 years back, when he went to Imli Tala, he saw all these pastimes, you know, going there. So he became very ecstatic. He became very ecstatic. And his body, like Radharani's body, turned, you know, blackish. Krishna same sham color. Similarly, Mahaprabhu's body also turned sham color, you know, in separation from Krishna Jagannath. His body turned sham color. So then he said, I have to rush to Jagannath. Before going to Jagannath Puri, he met with all the six Goswamis, you know, main Goswami, Rupa and Sanatana, Sanatan Goswami. And he told them, Raghunath Das Goswami, that to excavate all the Vrindavan places and to write books on the bhakti process, you know, so that, you know, people of future generation can take part, can take advantage of it. So like that, you know, all the six Goswamis, Nana, Shastra, you know, Vicharanika, Nipuna, they all started writing Shastra and everything on the order of Lord Chaitanya, and they were started excavating all the places. So while going back, at Mahaprabhu excavated Radha Kund and Sham Kund, you know, because they were Gauri, you know, they were just two pools, like Gauri and one more Kali and Gauri pool were there, and they were, but because one was golden and one was blackish. You know, so black ko kali bolne lag gaye kali pool and golden ko gori pool bolne lag gaye. So then he, when he went there, so Mahaprabhu, as he took bath in that Radha Kund and Sham Kund, he suddenly saw the pastime there happening, you know, Radha Krishna pastime. So he told, oh, this is Radha Kund, this is Sham Kund, you know, and then he told Raghunath Das Goswami to make it big, you know, this Radha Kund and Sham Kund. So Raghunath Das Goswami made the, what we see today is because of Raghunath Das Goswami, he made those pool very big. Initially, they were very small. Like that, you know, he went back to Navdeep and from there to Jagannath Puri. And, you know, then he reached Jagannath Puri and then he started feeling a lot of separation from Lord Jagannath. He was feeling immense separation from Jagannath. So, in that separation, he obviously, you know, he wrote this, you know, Sistastakam. We all know Sistastakam, right? Cheto darpanam majanam bhava mahadvagne nirvapanam shriya kairava chandrika vitaram vidyavadu jivanam anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam purnam asvadanam sarvatma snapanam param vijete shri krishna sankirtanam. Naam naam akari bhuda nija sarva shakti tatay pita niyamita smarena kale itadrisha tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrasham iha jani na anuraga tanadupi sunechena tarorapi shaishnuna amanya mandena kirtanya sadahari. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmana ishware bhagavat bhaktir ahitu ki tvahi ai nanda tanuja kinkara patitam mam vishambe bhavam budo kripaya tava pada pankaja stitadhuli tadasham vichintaya Nayanam galadashrudharaya vadanam gadgada rudaya ghira pulake nachitam vapur kada tava nama grahame bhavishyati. Like that he compiled so many, you know, asvisyava pada ratam pinastu mam adarshanam mamra hata karatuva yatha tatava lampat yatha tatava vidyato lampato mat pranastu sa evaya. So in this ashtakam, 8 verses, you know, which, you know, resembles our bhakti process, shraddha, sadhu sang, bhajan kriya, you know, nishta, ruchi, asakti, bhav, Vipranabha Prema and Sambhog Prema. So the 8 verse, you know, the first verse is Shraddha. It develops Shraddha in us. It is the verse for Shraddha. You develop Shraddha in Krishna. The second verse is Sadhu Sang Bhajan Kriya and Anartha Nivritti. It, you know, if you meditate on this verse, these things will develop in you. The third is Nishtha. The third verse signifies Nishtha. The fourth verse signifies Ruchi. The fifth verse signifies asakti. The sixth verse signifies bhava. The seventh verse signifies vipranamba prema, means mood in separation, loving Krishna in mood in separation. And the eighth verse signifies sambhog prema, means loving Krishna in union. So these are the, you know, 8 verses Lord Chaitanya composed. You know, this verse, these 8 verses encapsules the entire Vedic Shastra, all the 4 Vedic Shastra, along with Itihas, Puranas, Upanishads, Upanishads, you know, all whatever you can say and be, you know, all of them have been summarized, encapsulated in these 8 verses. So it starts with Cheto Darpanam Majanam Bhava Maha Dvagane Nirvapanam. What is the meaning of this? Cheto Darpanam means the chanting of Harinam Sankirtan, which Lord Chaitanya came to inaugurate in the age of Kali Yuga. You know, that chanting will destroy all anarthas. Cheto Darpanam Majanam. Majanam means cleaning your heart. Right now your heart is completely unclean, full of kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, matsa, and anarthas. Your heart is completely, you see a beautiful girl, you get attracted. You see a beautiful boy, you get attracted. You see a lot of money, you get attracted. You see so many name, fame, you know, you get attracted. Followers, you know, aapke social media pe roj account khol ke dekhte ho na, ke kitne follower bade, 2 bade, 5 bade, 10 bade, 100 bade, this is your name, fame, all these. So these are all anarthas. Kaam, krodh. Kaam means desires. More, 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 more. Dil mange more. You'll become a more hunted. If you want more, then you can dance like a more. Then the she more will come and then you can enjoy with her. So don't want more. Don't take more. Go to Krishna. He will give you everything. Yeah? So desires, you know, greed. If desire is fulfilled, greed, greed, greed. If desire is not fulfilled, anger, anger, anger. So kaam, krodh, lobh, greed. Kaam se krodh and lobh, greed. Mada, matsarya. Mada means madness. Okay, jab paise aayenge to pagal ho hi jaoge. Achha husband milega to pagal ho jaoge, achhi wife mile to pagal ho jaoge, achhe bacche mile to pagal ho jaoge, achhe saas sasur mile to pagal ho jaoge, achhe maa baap mile to pagal ho jaoge. You know, achha education mila to pagal ho jaoge. Because, oh, I am the best, I am the PhD, you know, no one is more intelligent than me. I am scientist, I work in DRDO or ISRO or NASA or, you know, whatever, you know, wherever you work. You work, you will say, you know, mad mein aa jaoge, mad mein. Mad mein aadmi matlab crazy, pagal, ego, false ego. Then, you know, mad matsarya, matsarya, you know, and then you enjoy, you know, sense gratification, dharma, earth, kaam, you know, kaam and moksha. Kaam is the earth and kaam. No, enjoying sense gratification, you will do. So all these anarthas are destroyed from their root. All the other processes, only, you know, for some time, you know, they may give you relief from all these things. Ashtang yoga, kam yoga, karma yoga, you know, dharma, whatever, you know, buddhi yoga and all. For some time, they may give you relief. But cheto darpanam majanam, it uproots the desire to get attached to anything. To perform sinful activities. That's why it is said, chanting means, you know, means that chanting Harinam destroys all anarthas from the very root. Aapke root se destroy kar dega. For a conditioned soul, the mirror of the heart or consciousness, it covered with thick layers of dust in the form of samskaras, impression from their past life also, right? Aap logo hota hai na, ke kabhi past life kabhi na lege na, डर लगता है कभी, यू नो, बैठे बैठे हो तो थॉट्स आते हैं पास्ट, या कभी कभी सोते हो तो ऐसे लगता है कि कोई देख रहा है या कोई आपको मार रहा है आके, यू नो, या आप फॉल गिर रहे हो, ऑल काइंड ऑफ जो पास्ट संस्कार है, या आप, यू नो, ऑटोमेटिकली एजिटेट हो जाते हो, ऑटोमेटिकली गुस्सा हो जाते हो, ऑल दीज थिंग्स. सो ये सब इम्प्रेशन होते हैं माइंड में, जो हम थिंकिंग, फीलिंग, विलिंग कर चुके हैं पास्ट लाइफ में. वो इम्प्रेशंस को भी डिस्ट्रॉय कर देता है, अनर्थास को भी डिस्ट्रॉय कर देता है, जो आपकी भक्ति को रोकते हैं सबको डिस्ट्रॉय, वीड्स को डिस्ट्रॉय कर देता है. यू नो, चैंटिंग कृष्णा नेम रिमूव द डस्ट एंड अलाउज वंस टू सी द प्योर फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड. सो जैसे ही, यू नो, जैसे कि अब मिरर होता है, क्लीन होता है, यू नो, क्लीन मिरर में आप अपने आप को देख सकते हो, डस्टेड मिरर में अपने आप को नहीं देख सकते हो. उसी प्रकार डस्टेड हार्ट होगा, अनर्थास एंड डिजायर्स एंड सिंस का हार्ट होगा, तो यू वोंट बी एबल टू सी हु यू आर. जैसे ही चेतो दर्पणम माजनम, चेतो चित्त का दर्पण, चित्त का जो दर्पण है उसका जब माजनम, क्लीनिंग होने लग जाता है, व्हेन यू चैंट द हरिनाम संकीर्तन, तो श्रद्धा डेवलप होती है कृष्णा के अंदर, श्रद्धा स्ट्रांग होती रहती है कृष्णा के प्रति. सो उससे क्या होगा, उससे जैसे ही आप और क्लीन होगा, तो हार्ट में से एक एक करके सारे अनर्था जाएंगे. Then you will be able to see who you are. You will be able to see who Krishna is. You know, your Sambandha Gyan. This will help you realize your Sambandha Gyan with Krishna. Your relationship with Krishna. Your part and parcel of Krishna. your shraddha, your faith in understanding that you are part and parcel of Krishna, you are related to Krishna, will become stronger and stronger with this Cheto Darpanam Majanam. Bhava Mahadva Ugani Nirvapanam means the chanting will remove Mahadvagani. Dvagani kya hota hai? The turbulation of the material world, the Agni in which you are burning in this material world. What are the three Agnis? Adhyatmik, Adidevik, Adibhautik Klesha. So the Harinam Sankirtan will finish off your Adhyatmik, Adidevik, Adibhautik Klesha. Means no problem coming either from the nature will be able to affect you. Heat, cold, summer, winter, rainy season, autumn, whatever, you know, or earthquake, volcano, or tsunami, nothing will be able to shake you from your service to Krishna, shake you from your determination to serve Krishna, shake your enthusiasm in Krishna, shake your shraddha in Krishna, nothing will be able to. Because bhava mahadvagani means chanting is destroying this dvagni, this adhyatmik, adhidavik, adhibhautik kleshas from your life. So nothing will affect you. The nature will not affect you. Your body will no longer affect you. You may have all kinds of problems in your body, you know, body and mind problems like stress, anxiety, depression, you know, hypertension, attachment, breakup se jo hota hai problem, wo sari kuch effect nahi karegi. Ke bhava mahanavani nirvapanam. Nirvapanam matlab will not let you, uska kuch aap pe asar nahi hoga, wo sabko destroy kar dega. Harinam Sankirtan. You know, so glories of Harinam Sankirtan is you stop feeling adhyatmik, adhidevik, adhibhautik kleshas. So the problem from your own body, your mind, your intelligence, you know, your body, maybe you have, you know, cancer, or you may have any kind of, you know, body, but that will not affect your bhakti. You may have spondylitis or vertigo or all those things, you know, whatever you get there, but they will no longer affect your bhakti. You know, fever or whatever, you know, exam achha nahi gaya, you know, it's a, you know, hamare hota hai na, abhi exam achha nahi gaya to hamari bhakti down ho jati hai. Oh, Prabhu ji, mere marks achche nahi hai, meri man nahi kara chanting karne ka. Kyunki aapka chanting aapke marks pe dependent tha. Kyunki aap abhi tak fase hue ho, adhyatmi adhyabhi adhibhoti kesha mein. Kyunki chanting barabar nahi kar rahe ho. Seva barabar nahi kar rahe ho, sadhna barabar nahi kar rahe ho. So if you are doing seva, sadhna and sadhu sang barabar, then the chanting will destroy all the pleasure and pains that is coming with this material body. So adhyatmik, adhidevik, adhibhautik. Adhibhautik to wo ho gaya, adhyatmik, adhidevik. Devik matlab, you know, volcanoes and all those things, and hamari body, and dusri living entities. Humko jo problem dete hain, you know, aapke enemies, aapke sab dost kuch kabhi galat bol dete hain, ya aapke teacher kuch galat bolte hain, aapka koi bhi insaan koi galat bol deta hai, ya koi dusra living entity, you know, janwar aapko problem, किसी भी चीज से अभय बन जाते हो आप. नो, यू आर नॉट स्केर्ड ऑफ एनी वन. वोस्ट किसी से आपको आपको डरने लगता है किसी भी चीज से. यू बिकम अभय, फियरलेस. सो चैंटिंग विल मेक यू फियरलेस, यू नॉट इफेक्टेड बाय एनी ऑफ दिस थिंग. देन क्या करेगा? श्रिय कैरेवा चंद्रिका वितरणम. तो आपका खाली वो भावा दावाग्नि को नहीं मिटाएगा, आदि भौतिक, आदिध्यात्मिक, आदि क्लेश नहीं. देन शीतल चांद, चांद की जो शीतल रेज होती है ना, उस प्रकार हरिनाम संकीर्तन आपको एक कूलिंग इफेक्ट देगा आपके लाइफ में. कूलिंग इफेक्ट मतलब पीसफुल, पीसफुल. आप पीसफुल हो जाओगे, स्ट्रेसफुल हो जाओगे, स्ट्रेसलेस, स्ट्रेसफुल स्ट्रेसलेस हो जाओगे. और ये इसका हमने देखा भी है एक्सपेरिमेंट. यू नो, वी हैव डन दिस एक्सपेरिमेंट डिवोटीज. यू नो, देयर वाज दिस थ्री ग्रुप्स ऑफ पीपल. वी हैव टोल्ड दिस मेनी टाइम. One was told to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare. One was told to chant Kokula, Kokula, Kokula. One was told to chant, you know, Allah, 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 Bhagwan, Ishwar, Buddha, you know, like that, you know. Which I told, na, three names of Krishna. So, Gonda Naam, secondary name they were told to chant of the Lord. One was told to chant the, you know, Madhurya Naam. And one was told to chant, you know, material names. So, Tino ka impact dekha. Hainam Sang, kya hota hai mind pe? तो जो आदमी मटेरियल नेम चैंट कर रहा था उसका स्ट्रेस लेवल और बढ़ गया. जो आदमी गौण नाम चैंट कर रहा था उसका ना बढ़ा ना कम हुआ. और जो हरिनाम संकीर्तन हरे कृष्ण चैंट कर रहा था उसका अल्फा बाटा बीटा गामा जो भी रेज होती है, वो ब्रेन की जो रेज होती है वो एकदम लो हो गई, उतनी लो हो गई कि जितना आप एक दो तीन स्ट्रेस मैनेजमेंट पिल लो ना, उससे भी कम हो गई वो, यू नो। तो दिस इज इफेक्ट, यू नो, एक कूलिंग इफेक्ट, एक पीसफुल इफेक्ट देती है चैंटिंग अपने आपको, एक ब्लिसफुल इफेक्ट देती है आपकी लाइफ में, ब्लिस, यू नो। आप कोई फिश मार्केट जाओ तो आपको वहाँ पे एंग्जाइटी हो जाती है आवाज के कारण, बहुत सी चपड़ 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 चलती रहती है ना तो आपको, लेकिन आप मंदिर आओगे वहां पे कीर्तन चल रहा है ना, कीर्तन मटेरियल नेम मतलब कोकला कोकला कोकला, अनुषा अनुषा अनुषा, महेश्वरी महेश्वरी महेश्वरी, पेंसिल पेंसिल पेंसिल, मोबाइल मोबाइल, सैमसंग सैमसंग, पेप्सी पेप्सी, टेबल टेबल, कुछ भी चैंट करो, कुछ भी चैंट करो। चैंट किया नो तो लगा बाप रे, तो स्ट्रेस बढ़ गया ज्यादा ही, माइग्रेन हो गया चैंट करने से। तो ये तो इट गिव्स नॉट ओनली, इट रिलीव्स योर दावाग्नि, बट इट गिव्स अ कूलिंग इफेक्ट, इट मेक्स यू पीसफुल ब्लिसफुल। आई वाज सेइंग व्हेन यू गो टू द टेंपल यू फील वेरी हैप्पी, इवन दो देयर इज लॉट ऑफ कीर्तन लॉट ऑफ नॉइज, बट यू फील बिकॉज़ द वाइब्रेशन आर सो पॉजिटिव सो स्पिरिचुअल सो डिवाइन। दिस इज व्हाट हरिनाम संकीर्तन डज, इट गिव्स यू ब्लिस इन योर लाइफ, हायर टेस्ट, इट मेक्स यू नो गो क्रेजी डांस, नो। सो दैट इज व्हाट इज डन by Shriya Kairava Chandrika, Vitaranam, it creates such a blissful atmosphere for you because it helps you realize Satchit Ananda, a drop of Satchit Ananda. You can understand with the Harinam. If you are eternal, you are full of knowledge and you are full of bliss. So bliss aspect realize hota hai pehle. Uske baad mein kya realize hota hai? Vidya Vadu Jeevanam, knowledge aspect realize hota hai. Vidya Vadu Jeevanam, ke Vidya, विद्या वधु, वधु का मतलब, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ वधु, बालिका वधु, वधु वधु का मतलब क्या होता है, वाइफ, मैरिड, राइट। सो विद्या वधु जीवनम, आपका जीवन में विद्या नॉलेज से आपकी शादी होगी, मतलब यू बिकम फुल ऑफ नॉलेजेबल, बिकम फुल ऑफ नॉलेज, यू हैव ऑल काइंड ऑफ नॉलेज, दिव्य ज्ञान हृदय प्रकाशित, ऑल काइंड ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज रिवील टू यू व्हेन यू चैंट द हरिनाम संकीर्तन, अंडरस्टूड। विद्या वधु जीवनम, So, सबसे पहले क्या हुआ, चेतो दर्पणम, सारे अनर्थास गए, उसके बाद में भावा दावने दिमापणम, ऑल योर ट्रबुलेशन एवरीथिंग वो निकाल गया, अनर्थास गए, सब कुछ हो गया, फिर कूलिंग इफेक्ट आया, ब्लिस आया आपके लाइफ में, और देन नॉलेज आपके लाइफ में आ गई, नॉलेज से ऐसा लगता है कि आपकी शादी हो गई, मतलब यू आर नॉलेज ऑन द बैक ऑफ योर हैंड, नो वन कैन डिफीट यू, लाइक यू नो लाइक यू नो यू कैन सी मी प्रैक्टिकली, यू नो आई डोंट प्रिपेयर फॉर एनी लेक्चर, आई एम स्पीकिंग सुबह सुबह से अभी तक बात कर रहा हूँ विदाउट प्रिपरेशन, आई ऑलवेज डू, व्हाई, बिकॉज we are chanting for 25 years, you know, 25 years ke baad mein itna to divya kya hriday prakash ho hi jata hai na, ki we can chant for hours and hours and hours together without even referring to anything, without even reading to anything, without even preparing to anything, because knowledge has become hamara ek body ka part ho gaya hai, you know, like you know what you say, better part, vidya, you know, I am like married to my knowledge than to my wife, you know, my wife says, you know, you better, you know, you're married to your knowledge only, you know, so you know, my knowledge become my wife now, right? I have given talaq to my wife, and now knowledge is my wife. That is what my family tells me. आज होली का दिन है, देखो होली मना रहे हैं राजस्थान में, और मैं यहाँ पे सुबह से शाम तक लेक्चर दे रहा हूँ। लोग ऐसे ही बोलेंगे ना, भैया तुम तो अपने नॉलेज के साथ में, तुम्हारी शादी हो गई है, अब नॉलेज के साथ में बच्चे पैदा हो रहे हैं तुम्हारे, इतने सारे बच्चे हैं ना, ये मेरे नॉलेज से बच्चे हो रहे हैं ना सब, आप लोग कौन हो, सब बच्चे ही हो, कहाँ से पैदा हुए, नॉलेज से, आई एम गिविंग नॉलेज, नॉलेज और मेरा ये हुआ और आप लोग सब पैदा हो गए, राइट, विद्या वधु जीवन, सो माई लाइफ हैज बिकम, हैव मैरिड, आई एम मैरिड टू नॉलेज एंड ऑल ऑफ यू आर कमिंग अप विद दैट नॉलेज, राइट, विद्या वधु जीवनम, जीवन ही ऐसा हो गया है, नो, फुल ऑफ नॉलेज, सो दिस इज व्हाट हैपेंस, ऑल द डिवोटीज आर एक्सपीरियंस दिस थिंग ओनली, यू नो, दे गेट नॉलेज, देन सो मच नॉलेज दैट दे कैन गो ऑन गिविंग दैट नॉलेज, यू नो, विदाउट फीलिंग एम्प्टी इन देमसेल्फ। नॉर्मली क्या होता है, अभी आधा घंटा बोलता है उसको एम्प्टीनेस होती है कि आप और क्या बोले, है ना, सब तो बोल दिया, लेकिन स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज ऐसा है कि आप बोलते जाओ 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 और बढ़ते जाएगी और बढ़ते जाएगी और बढ़ते जाएगी और बढ़ते जाएगी और रियलाइजेशन होगा और रियलाइजेशन होगा और उसके और बोलते रहोगे और बोलते रहोगे और बोलते रहोगे बोलते रहोगे और कभी नेवर एंडिंग होगा वो उनमें कॉम्पिटिशन होगा कि नॉलेज ज्यादा है कि यू नो क्या बोलते आप ज्यादा बोल सकते हो उसको उसमें कंपटीशन होगा कि चलो इतनी नॉलेज दिया इसको बोलो फिर और बोलोगे फिर और नॉलेज आएगी फिर आप और बोलोगे लाइक दैट इज अ कंपटीशन गोइंग ऑन सो द विद्या वधु जीवनम हो जाता है विद्या वधु जीवनम, आनंदम बुद्धि वर्धनम, एंड देन यू विल एक्सपीरियंस इवन मोर 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 आनंदम बुद्धि वर्धनम. योर बुद्धि विल एक्सपीरियंस आनंद. योर माइंड बुद्धि अहंकार. सो सबसे पहले माइंड रिलीफ हुआ, बॉडी रिलीफ हुआ, आध्यात्मिक आदि बहुत क्लेशेस है, फिर माइंड को सूदिंग इफेक्ट हुआ, यू नो ये श्री कैलवा चंद्र का वितरणम से माइंड को कूलिंग इफेक्ट हुआ, फिर माइंड नॉलेज हुआ आपके हार्ट में रिवील्ड, एंड फाइनली उसके बाद में आनंदम बुद्धि, आपकी बुद्धि इंटेलेक्ट भी आनंदमय हो जाएगा. उनके तीनों चाहिए ना आनंदमय होने के लिए, और टू बी ऑन द स्पिरिचुअल प्लेटफॉर्म ऑलवेज ऑल योर सेंसेस हैव टू बिकम स्पिरिचुअलाइज्ड. सो बॉडी बिकम, देन माइंड बिकम, एंड देन द इंटेलिजेंट बिकम्स. आनंदम बुद्धि वर्ध, आनंदम बुद्धि वर्धनम, वर्धनम यू नो means that when the tiny jiva takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, he is submerged in the ever expanding, vardhana means ever expanding boundless ocean of bliss. No, and this ocean is aisa nahi ki, you know, abhi hum money, everything in the material world is has a limit, you know, how long can you enjoy, but this anandam which you are feeling from Vidya Vadhu and Shri Kaireva Chandika, you know, is unlimited, infinite. So you are experiencing every moment. So you can go on speaking this anand, to giving this anand to everyone. It will not end because it is infinite. It is ever expanding. It will never end. So you are tasting a drop of that anand and giving it to you, giving it to others. You are tasting more anand, giving to others. You are tasting, and that sea of anand is also boundless, unlimited, you know, infinite. And so that you can also go and speaking about that infinitely. You experience that anandam buddhi vardhanam, your consciousness. चेतो दर्पणम जो कॉन्शियसनेस है वो पूरी आनंदमय हो जाती है. प्रति पदम पूर्णाम स्वादनम मींस बाय द मर्सी ऑफ कृष्णास इंटरनल स्वरूप शक्ति, देन बिकॉज योर कॉन्शियसनेस यू नो बिकम आनंदमय, सो दैट टाइम व्हाट हैपेंस, सो यू नो दिस यू नो लाइक आई टोल्ड योर होल कॉन्शियसनेस बिकम ब्लिसफुल. You realize Sachit Ananda, Swarup of yours, you can realize. So that time what happens? Prati Padam Purnamrita Swadhanam. Purnamrita. Purn Amrit Swadhanam. Pure Amrit ko. Wo Amrit kya hota hai? Krishna Amrit. Krishna Bhavanamrit. Krishna ke bhav, Krishna ke prati bhav, jo ka jo Amrit hai, uska Swadhanam, wo aap taste kar paate ho. Wo aap taste kar paate ho. Prati Padam, har moment. ऐसा नहीं कि दिन में खाली 1% एक बार जब आप चैंटिंग कर रहे हो, नहीं, एवरी मोमेंट यू कैन टेस्ट दैट सात्विक भावास ऑफ कृष्णा, यू नो सांचारिक भावास, यू नो ऑफ कृष्णा, यू कैन टेस्ट. व्हाई? बिकॉज आपका लिंक जो है कृष्णा की स्वरूप शक्ति से हो गया है. कृष्णा की स्वरूप शक्ति है, कृष्णा की बाहरंग शक्ति, अंतरंग शक्ति. अंतरंग शक्ति कृष्णा की स्वरूप शक्ति है जो सच्चिद आनंद है. उस स्वरूप शक्ति से आपका लिंक हो गया है. तो जब उस स्वरूप शक्ति से आपका लिंक हो जाता है तो यू ऑल्सो रियलाइज योर स्वरूप, आप कौन हो. चेतन दर्पण पूरा आपका हार्ट क्लीन हो गया, देन यू रियलाइज, ओ आई एम सो एंड सो, आई हैव दिस रोल टू प्ले, आई हैव दिस थिंग टू डू, आई स्टे हियर इन गोलोक, आई डू दिस सेवा, आई वेयर दिस, माय एज इज दिस, माय ग्रुप इज दिस, आई स्टे दिस, आई एंड माय हस्बैंड इज दिस, माय वाइफ इज दिस, इन गोलोक एवरीथिंग इज रिवील्ड टू यू. प्रतिपदम, दैट्स व्हाई यू आर पूर्णामृत स्वादनम, अमृत अमृत, यू नो एवरी मोमेंट इज पूर्ण अमृत, कंप्लीट अमृत यू आर टेस्टिंग, अमृत ऑफ कृष्ण सेवा, अमृत ऑफ कृष्ण सेवा, यू नो यू आर एबल टू, बिकॉज इन योर स्वरूप यू आर सर्विंग कृष्ण, यू आर यू नो संपत्ति भाव ऑफ कृष्ण, यू नो यू मेड कृष्ण योर संपत्ति, यू हैव मेड कृष्ण योर संपत्ति. संपत्ति मतलब ऑब्जेक्ट, माइंड मेरा है. You know, and in that you are able to serve Krishna in your swarup, and you can do lila pravesh, you know, very easily. You can go and serve Krishna, be here and serve Krishna there, everything nicely you can do. This is why you are drowning in this ecstasy of unbound, you know, boundless, infinite ocean of, you know, amrit, which you are enjoying, tasting, absorbing, absorbed in, meditating on, being in trance of that, you know, in complete, you know, at every step. At every step, the jiva fully relishes varieties of seva like sakhya, vatsalya, madhurya, which is his thai bhav, he can realize. Then sarva atma snapanam. Then your whole atma snapanam matlab completely realize swarup siddhi and vastu siddhi. Then you get your spiritual form. Then you can show others your spiritual form. Understood? Abhi nahi dekh sakte ho. Sarva atma snapanam matlab you are here and you can show your disciples, oh, you are so and so Manjari. The disciples can see. That is called Vastu Siddhi. You can show them your form. You can serve in that form. Antaranga in your, you know, sama, in your, what do you say, inner consciousness and in your outer consciousness, you can show that form to others also. Oh, see, I am this, like Chaitanya Prabhu's, Mahaprabhu showed Radha Krishna form, like, you know, other devotees, you know, they show their forms. You know, you can also show that spiritual form. Oh, I am so and so Manjari, I am so and so Sakhi, I am so and so in Vatsalya Bhav, I am so and so Sakhya Bhav, Vastu Siddhi. And then you are transported to the Brahmanda where Lord Krishna is having his Leela. And there you get further trained under a Gopi or a Sakhi. And from there, when the training is complete, you are sent to Golok Vrindavan. This is what happens, you know. Purnamita Swadanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So this is the meaning of this first verse. So from Shraddha, it takes you to Swarup Siddhi, Bhava, Prema and Swarup Siddhi. Everything, you know, you can experience everything in that. Then, Nam Nam Akari Bhauda Nija Sarva Shakti Tate Pita Smare Niyameta Smare Na Kale Itrisha Tava Kripa Bhagwan Mamami Durdevam Idrasham Ihajani Na Nuraga. Okay, such a great glories of the Holy Name. But how to chant the Holy Name? Is there any rules to chant the Holy Name? Do we have to take Diksha to chant the Holy Name? Then Mahaprabhu says, my Lord, the Supreme Person of Godhead, in your Holy Name, there are all good fortunes for the living entity. Nam Nam Akkari Bhoja Nija Sarva Shakti. Sarva Shakti. What are the Shaktis of Krishna? Antaranga Shakti, Swarup Shakti, made up of Haladini, Samvet and Sandini Shakti. Haladini, Samvet and Sandini means eternity, full of knowledge and bliss. All these Shaktis are there. So your name has all these Shaktis. Means then your name has Swarup Shakti. Means the name has your spiritual form. And the name has your spiritual form. In Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabonoi Shravanadi Siddha Chitte Karo Udaye. Means Krishna Naam is already, Krishna, your Swarup is already there in Krishna Naam. It is not to be gained from any external source. You chant Shravanadi Siddha Chitte. You chant the Holy Name, you hear the Holy Name, Shravanadi Suddha Suddha Chitte means Cheto Darpanam will happen. Your heart will get clean. You will no longer feel the Adhyatmik Adhipati Kleshas. You will feel the cooling peace and bliss in your life. Then you will get mad. You will experience ecstasy and you will experience knowledge and you will experience your intellect and your mind will become totally immersed in Krishna Bhav. And you will realize your Swarup, and you will be able to serve Krishna in your Thai Bhav, and you will get your Vastu Siddhi, and then you will go to Krishna and serve in Krishna. Right? So, Sarva Shakti, all Shaktis are there. Nothing has to be got from any other. So, this Holy Name is not dependent on anything. Na Jap, Na Tap, Na Diksha, nothing. Because it has all the Shaktis already infested into it. My Lord, the Supreme Person of Godhead, in your Holy Name, there are all good fortunes for the living entities. Therefore, you have many names such as Krishna and Govinda by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in the name. And there is no hard and fast rule to chant. Kabhi bhi chant karo. Din mein, raat mein, Mangal Aarti chant. Best Mangal Aarti. Kabhi bhi chant kar sakte ho. Aur nahake, bina nahaye, jaise chant karna karo. Aap ashudh ho, Mataji poochte hain, can we chant when we are having a period? Yes, you can chant when you have a period. Anytime there, no hard and fast rule. And you know, anytime you can chant the Holy Name. You remember Krishna, to love God, you don't need any time. In love, there are no rules. When there are rules, there is no love. So chanting Harinam, no rules, no regulation. Anyhow, that's why this is the only way you develop love. Abhi rules and regulation aayenge, to love develop nahi hoga. right? So there are no hard and faster rule. My Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon fallen soul by literally teaching your holy name, you know, still we are unfortunate that, you know, even after, you know, 68 people taking the course, only 30 people are here, right? So unfortunate. 33, right? So this is our, you know, that holy name which will give us everything, our own sarup, our form, our name, our place of staying, our seva, everything. But yet we have no taste for to get that, and we are involved in all kinds of, you know, nonsense things here, there, everywhere. You know, so this is what he's saying. I am so unfortunate that I commit offense while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve the desired result from chanting the holy name. We don't achieve that, and after some time we lose all interest, because we are not sincere, we are not serious, we are not chanting properly, we are committing so many offense. We don't hear Shravan Kirtan Smaran. Kirtan chanting comes later, first hear. Krishna Katha, Gaur Katha is for hearing. Mahaprabhu is saying, hear, chant the holy name and hear. Hear the holy name has everything, but we still have no taste. But a devotee who has developed taste, he wants millions of ears and trillions of tongues to vibrate the holy name. Ek tongue se pura nahi hota hai satisfaction. Use aur tongue, millions of tongues aajaye. Sab tongue se hum Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare karenge. Ek do kaan nahi, aur kaan aajaye, unse hum sunenge. Ek katha, you know, kyunki ek baar, you know, sunne se hame katha ka pura, you know, ये नहीं होता है, तो हमको बार 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 सुनना है, right? Lord Chaitanya is saying that Krishna has invested all his potencies in his holy name, you know. So, you know, we can get all those things, you know, everything that is there in the holy name, like the treasures, you know, like, you know, samudra manthan mein jab manthan hua tha to sab treasure nikla tha. Like that, you know, if you do chant, then all the treasures of, like, which I explained, chetu darpana majanam se sarup shakti and vastu siddhi and, you know, everything will be revealed to you in due course of time. But how you have to chant? How you have to chant? Because no rules and regulations are there. Yes, anyone can chant. Child can chant, women can chant, Indian can chant, American can chant, Hindu can chant, Muslim can chant, Sannyasi can chant, Banapras can chant, anyone can chant. But how to chant? What mood to chant in? What mood to chant in? Tanadupi sunechena taro rapi sahishnuna amanya manadena kirtanya sadahari sahishnuna. Tanadupi, aise mood mein chant karna hai ki hum sabse fallen hai, सब हमारे से एलिवेटेड है, हम सबसे पतित है, हमारा हमारा हरिनाम में कोई इंटरेस्ट नहीं है, महाप्रभु बोल रहे हैं. इस मूड में हमें चैन करना है कि वी आर मोस्ट, हम इतने पापी हैं, हमने इतने पाप किए हैं, लेकिन फिर भी महाप्रभु की कृपा से हमें चैंटिंग करने का अवसर मिला है. प्रभुपाद की कृपा से हम कितने, यू नो, ग्रेटफुल होने चाहिए उनके लिए, लेकिन फिर भी हम हो नहीं पाते हैं. ये मूड, ये ह्यूमिलिटी से तनादूपी सुने तरुण आप ही साश नुना मोर हम्बल देन अ ब्लेड ऑफ ग्रास. इतने हम्बल होके के सबको रिस्पेक्ट दो, कभी बैक आंसर नहीं करो, कभी जो बोले हो सुन लो चुपचाप, चाहे वो आपको वो टाइम पे गलत लग रहा हो, लेकिन चुपचाप सुन लो, आर्ग्यूमेंट नहीं करो. इसको बोलते हैं ह्यूमिलिटी. कृष्णा के लिए सारे रिस्क लेना, इसको बोलते हैं ह्यूमिलिटी. व्हेन यू आर रेडी टू डू एनीथिंग फॉर कृष्णा एंड एवरीथिंग फॉर कृष्णा एंड गुरु, दैट इज रियल ह्यूमिलिटी. सो यू नो हमारे मान देना कितना सदा किसी, हम अपने आप में कोई रिस्पेक्ट नहीं, बाकी सबको रिस्पेक्ट देना. इस मूड के साथ में हम 24 आवर्स चैंट कर सकते हैं. इसको आप एक माला बना के अपने गले में डाल लो, ये श्लोक को, कि हमें हम्बल बनना है, हमें टॉलरेंट बनना है, हमें दूसरों को मान देना है, हमें खुद को मान नहीं लेना है. और इस मूड, इस कॉन्शियसनेस में यदि हम चैंट करेंगे तो हम रियलाइज कर पाएंगे चेतो दर्पणम, जो मैंने एक्सप्लेन किया था, स्वरूप सिद्धि वास्तु सिद्धि तक, चैंटिंग हरिनाम संकीर्तन से. और अगर इस मूड में चैंट करेंगे तो क्या होगा, ना धनम न जनम न सुंदरीम कविताम व जगदीश कामये मम जन्म न जन्म न मम जन्म न जन्मनी जन्मनी ईश्वरे भगवाद भक्ति ऐतुकी त्वही. means then you will really develop the mood of na dhanam, no attachment to the to money, to artha, no attachment, koi attachment nahi hai, na dhanam na janam, neither you want a brahman birth or a big birth, achhe kul mein birth or rich ghar mein birth nahi, na dhanam na janam na sundarim, no women will attract you, no male will man will attract you, nothing, because you have got attracted to Krishna's holy name, in because you are chanting in that humble mood, only then you will be able to develop that, you know, arrogance mein nahi, ego mein nahi, gusse mein nahi. Sometime back I told how not to chant, you know, that way. So give up those ways, develop humility, develop siddhanta, proper siddhanta, give up the 10 offense to the holy name. In that mood, if you chant, then you will develop this. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Kavitam va jagdish kamaye. Mujhe followers ki bhi kamna nahi hai. Mama janmani janmani ishware. Mujhe janm ke har janm mein mujhe kya banna hai? Gopi bhat pad kamal das 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 andas. Mujhe Krishna ka das 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 das. Krishna ke das ka, uske das, unke das ka, uske das ka, uske das ka, unke das ka, unke das ka, unke das ka das banna hai. Mujhe ek speck of dust particle banna hai Krishna ke lotus feet pe. Ye humility honi chahiye hamare andar. हमें बड़े बड़े ख्वाब नहीं होने चाहिए, हमें हम्बलनेस फर्स्ट डेवलप करनी है, फिर अपने आप स्वरूप सब कुछ रिवील हो जाएगा. लेकिन हम शुरुआत से ही अगर बोलेंगे कि हम तो सखी है, हम तो ये है, हम तो वो है, जूते मार के कृष्ण भगा देंगे. हम एरोगेंस नहीं चाहिए, हम्बलनेस चाहिए, ये एटीट्यूड चाहिए कि आई एम जस्ट द डस्ट ऑफ योर लोटस फीट, आई एम नथिंग. मेनी विल से आई वांट टू सी कृष्णा, आई वांट टू सी कृष्णा. नो, डोंट ट्राई टू सी कृष्णा, बिकॉज ही विल, यू विल नेवर बी एबल टू सी कृष्णा. वर्क, डू भक्ति इन सच अ वे, in such a humble way, tad vidhi intanad upi sunichana taru api sashnuna, is vidhi ke saath mein bhakti karo, that Krishna will come and see you. That is real seeing Krishna, when Krishna comes and sees you. Yeah, even Duryodhan saw Krishna, so many people saw Krishna, but did they realize Krishna? No. So you can only realize Krishna when Krishna comes and sees you. So do bhakti in this mood, na dhanam na janam na bhakna sundarim kavitam na dhadish kamaye. In that mood, in that humility, if you do, then with that bhav that you are das, 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 you know, janmani, janmani, bhagavad bhakti ahitu ki, bhagavad bhakti ahitu ki, without any hetu, koi hetu nahi hai, mere kuch nahi chahiye, na mujhe liberation chahiye, char prakar, panch prakar ke liberation nahi chahiye mujhe, na mujhe lean hona hai, na mujhe vaikunth mein jana hai, na mujhe bhagavan ke features chahiye, na bhagavan ki qualities chahiye, kuch nahi, bas bhagavan ki bhakti chahiye, chahe bhagavan mujhe narg mein bhej de, koi baat nahi. वहां जाके भगवान की भक्ति करेंगे. भक्ति चाहिए मुझे, ये मूड, ये हो, ये डेवलप होता है. तना दुपी सुनी चाहिए. जब ये डेवलप होता है तो फिर आई नंद तनुजा, नेक्स्ट भाव, भाव आई नंद तनुजा किंग करा, देन यू बिकम कृष्णास किंकरी, किंकरा, यू नो, इन दैट मूड व्हेन यू गिव अप एवरीथिंग, ना धनम ना जनम सुंदरी, एवरीथिंग यू गिव अप, देन व्हाट यू हैव, द ओनली थिंग लेफ्ट इज किंकरी. किंकरी मीन मेड सर्वेंट, यू आर कृष्णास मेड सर्वेंट, यू बिकम कृष्णास मेड सर्वेंट. आई नंद तनुजा, नंद के तनु, नंद क्या मेड सर्वेंट, किंग करी. पतिताम वाम भावे विसंबे भावाम बुदो कृपा तव पद पंकज, पद पंकज मीन तुम्हारे आपके लोटस फीट पे, पद पंकज पद फीट पे, नो स्थिता धूली, स्थिता धूली मीन धूली बन के मुझे रहना है वहां पे आपके लोटस फीट पे. सो हो माई लॉर्ड ओ कृष्णा सन ऑफ महाराज नंद, आई एम योर इटर्नल सर्वेंट, बट बिकॉज ऑफ माई ओन फ्रूटिफ activities and foolishness, I have fallen into this material world, and of the material world, horrible oceans of nescience means darkness. Now please be causelessly merciful to me. Consider me as a particle of dust at your lotus feet. Make me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. This is what a person is when he gives up all kinds of designation, Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Isai, you know, Indian, American, Chinese, Russian, you know, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, you know, Brahmachari, Vanapras, Sannyas, Grahastha, every, all designation, husband, wife, Pati, Patni, Bachcha, Ma, Beta, Bachcha, Dada, Dadi, you know, Bharatiya, or, you know, Maharashtrian, or Bengali, or Karnataka, or Tamil Nadu, or Gujar, or all kinds of designation, Singh, or whatever we give up, then we are just left with King Kari. I am just a King Kari, just a maid servant. And where am I? On Krishna, as a dust particle on Krishna's lotus feet. I just want to be there. This kind of bhav we have to develop. Nanda Tanuja Kinkara Patidamam Bhavam Guru Kriva Tava Pada Pankaja Stita Dholi Sudasham Chintaya. No, maid servant at the lotus feet. Then what will happen when you feel that you are nothing, you are no one? Then you all send. No, ruko abhi fir. Usko bhulo. Kya bheja kya hai vaise? Nayanam galat ashru dharaya. Then you will develop a real humility bhava stage that tears will flow from your eyes. Nayanam ashru dharaya. Vadanam gadgada rudaya. Pulake nachitam vapur kada. Tava naam grahime bhavishyati. My dear Lord, when will my... Then you will develop this mood of kinkari as a particle. Then you will develop so much humility that you will pray to the Lord in mood of separation. Complete mood of separation. Oh Lord, when will you make me mine? When will I become yours? My eyes, you know, my Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? When will I get that rasa, that ruchi, that asakti, that bhava in your holy name? That whenever I utter Krishna, Hare, tears start gliding. Nainam galat ashru dharaya jaise. धारा के जैसे कब होगा वो? When will my voice flutter? मेरे वॉइस में कब चोकनेस आएगी? इमोशन से बिकम सैचुरेटेड विद इमोशन. When will my voice get flattered and choked? And all the hairs on my body will stand as I chant Hari Naam Sankirtan. When will that happen? Tava Naam Grahe Bhavishyati. And when will I experience the ecstasy, you know, while chanting your holy name? This is the mood of a person who has developed real humility. So he is feeling, you know, he's feeling the emotions, deep emotions for Krishna. So when this bhava develops, then the mood of separation, then every moment, every place, you know, it's vacant. It appears that you are searching, like yesterday Mahaprabhu was searching, you know, tears, and where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Like Radharani was searching, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So we also, you know, we never say, I see Krishna, I see Krishna, I see Krishna. We always say, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Is Krishna at the Govardhan? Hey Krishna, where are you? Are you at Govardhan? Or are you at Kalindi? Or are you at Vamsivat? Or are you at, you know, Seva Kunj? Where are you? Like that we start searching. So that is Yugaitam Nirmishena Chakshusha Parivaritam Shunaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahena Mi Govinda Virahe Mi. Separation we start feeling, right? The weeping, we say, oh my Govinda, because of separation from you, I consider even a moment, ek moment mujhe aise lagta hai Brahma ka pura zindagi hai, 30 and 11 trillion years. You know, ulta ho gaya. Ab, you know, humko ek moment Brahma ji ke 311 pura lifetime lag raha hai humko. You know, itna separation feel hota hai humko Krishna se, that we can't live without Krishna. We just want to bang our head on the wall. We want to jump into the river. We want to go mad. You know, roll on the ground. When Mahaprabhu used to feel separation, you know, tears used to flow from his eyes. Blood used to ooze out from his body. You know. And the whole area around him used to become like a swimming pool. When Prabhupada used to chant, the whole area around Prabhupada used to become like a swimming pool. You know, they used to dance in ecstasy, roll on the ground in ecstasy. So this is what happens. You know, I consider even a moment of, as a great millennium, tears flow from my eyes like torrents of rain. And I see the entire world as shunyaitam jagat sarvam. Shunya, this world has no meaning for me. There's nothing for me, no attraction for me. You know, because we start seeing everything as irrelevant in the world. Everything is irrelevant. We have no attraction to dhanam, janam, sundarim, nothing, money, nothing, not even to our body, nothing. Completely irrelevant. We only want Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey, Krishna, 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 Krishna. You know, we just keep chanting Krishna's name. This is what we feel. So when we reach that state now, then, you know, then Krishna cannot, you know, Krishna can no longer keep us separated. When we reach that stage of unmad, madness, mahabhav, that we are just jumping here and there for Krishna, crying, running, running barefeet. Like, you know, Radharani used to run for Krishna, Mahaprabhu used to run for Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, you know, whole Navdeep, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri, you know, just run here and there. So then even Krishna cannot feel cannot tolerate such a separation. So then he says, okay, now let's unite. So then what happened? Mahaprabhu, when he reached that stage of Unmad, madness, mad love, then at the final stage, Lord Jagannath called him. And he merged into, you know, he disappeared into Lord Jagannath's body. You know, Jagannath's heart, like Vasudeva, was calling Gauranga, 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 Gauranga heart was calling Jagannath, Jagannath, Jagannath. So both heart was calling each other, and like a magnet, they were attracting each other, and then they became one. And Mahaprabhu disappeared, entered into Jagannath's form, and he never came out. Means he went back to Godhead. So Mahaprabhu left his body, you know, three places. Because there were many devotees, right? So all devotees wanted to see how Mahaprabhu leaves his body, and everyone couldn't fit in one place. So some devotees were at Tota Gopinath. So they saw Mahaprabhu entering Tota Gopinath Murti and disappearing. You know, the bhava comes after feeling the whole world as vacant. Then you want to meet the Lord. The Lord wants to meet you. The Lord is calling you and you are calling the Lord. So that is then sambhog, union. So in that union, you know, you develop this feeling. Asriya va padar ratam pinastu maam. Ardashanam marna hato karotuva. Yatha tatha va lampato vidyadhato lampato. Mat prannastu eva tu sa eva na paraha. You want to, Krishna, you know, tightly embrace, you know, let Krishna tightly embrace this maid servant who has fallen into at his lotus feet. So you want that tight embrace. This is how when we reach Golok Vrindavan after separation here, so we are invited, we are invited by Krishna himself personally. Each one of us, you know, Krishna invites us and he gives us a nice hug there. You know, you might have seen a picture where Krishna is hugging a sakha. So like that, you know, Krishna personally comes, Radharani personally comes, and they invite us, and there's a big utsava. You know, there's a big utsava. You know, when any new soul reaches Golok Vrindavan, it's like a big utsava. The whole Golok Vrindavan welcomes that person with garland, with hug, with, you know, sweets, with kirtan, with dancing, with singing, with, you know, all these things, you know, they are welcome. So let Krishna tightly embrace this maid servant who has fallen at his lotus feet. Or let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. And then Krishna will, you know, again, you know, play hide and seek and not be visible in front of you. So like that, you know, devotee. No, because he is a debaucher. He is a lampat. Lampat means debaucher. A person who breaks everyone's heart and he wants to run away. You know, he is a breaker of all the girls' heart. After all, and can do whatever he likes, but even though, like Radharani says, you know, even though he has broken my heart and went to Dwarka, Mathura, but still, he is my Lord, my worshipable Lord, birth after birth. No one else can take that position. That is what a person, a devotee. So this is what Mahaprabhu told us, that from Chetodarpanam, from how, you know, from purifying our consciousness to reaching Krishna, with this consciousness that he is our lovable Lord, lovable object, birth after birth, and he is free to do what he wants to do with us. He will remain our Lord birth after birth. You know, we will always be his kinkari, always serving Krishna. You know, this is what is Mahaprabhu's message to all of us. So on this Gaur Purnima, you know, let us all pray to Lord Chaitanya that we can develop this bhav. We can develop this gopi bhav, this Chaitanya bhav, this Manjari bhav, this mood of separation first. First, we can, you know, while chanting, we can develop, we can get rid of all our anarthas, all our shortcomings, all our apradhas, all our, you know, kam, krodh, lobh, attachments, we can get rid. And then we will develop, you know, attachment to Krishna, and we will get rid of, you know, we will not be affected by adhyatmik, adhyavik, adhibhautik kleshas. And then slowly we will develop knowledge, about knowledge to reach Krishna. Then with that knowledge, we will develop our sarup. No, this is the knowledge of our sarup. Then we'll become totally immersed in serving Krishna in both internal and external, here and there. And then finally, we'll be able to do lila pravesh and go and serve Krishna there. But all this will be only possible Mahaprabhu is saying, if we chant the holy name with humility, anytime we can chant, anyhow we can chant, but we have to chant with humility. There are no rules and regulation in chanting, but you need a proper bhav, proper attitude. That is humility and tolerance and giving respect to others and not expecting any results. Respect to for yourself. This is how you chant. Then you will start developing, you know, then you will developing attraction to Krishna, attachment to Krishna, absorption in Krishna, you know, complete asakti in Krishna. Maya asakta mana partha yoga jindu madashraya. You develop complete asakti in Krishna, and then there'll be no dhanam, no attachment to any woman, nothing, neti, everything will give up. And then Krishna, only Krishna, you become Krishna's. Oh, I am your kinkari, I become your kinkari, I am your dasi. You know, I just want your lotus feet, I just want to be at your lotus feet, you know, that way. And then with that lotus feet, you know, praying to Krishna, Krishna, where are you, Krishna? Why are you not putting me at your lotus feet? I want your lotus feet. I want your lotus feet. Like that, you'll go and crying. Where are you, Krishna? Where are you, Krishna? Yugaitam Nirvishesha. You know, whole world is empty. Whole world is, you know, my tears are coming from my eyes. I can't bear this separation. I can't tolerate this body, material body. I want to give up the material body. I want to enter your Nitya Dham, Golok Dham. I want to serve you, Krishna. Know, like this is the message of Lord Chaitanya, so we should all try to aspire there. And when finally we reach Golok Vrindavan, after realizing our Swarup, our Vastu Siddhi, our Swarup Siddhi, our Siddha, you know, what who we are, then we can serve Krishna there. Krishna will invite us there, he will hug us there, he may also leave us, no problem. But he is our Lord, birth after birth after birth.